It is Monday morning. Once again, we talk with NHPR's Josh Rogers to discuss New Hampshire's political front. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Josh, let's start with the Republican Party. It has taken a while, but it now looks like they've got a full slate of plausible candidates for statewide races, U.S. Senate and governor. Or do they?
Well, voters will be the real judge of that. But if you're referring to former BAE Systems honcho Walt Havenstein, who's running for governor, the ballot law commission may end up also having a say, too.
I know Havenstein's eligibility is in question because he spent some time living out of state. But is that really still an issue?
Well, New Hampshire's constitution requires candidates for governor to, quote, have been an inhabitant of the state for 7 years. Now, Havenstein, whose background is as a Marine and engineer, has lived in New Hampshire for about twice that long, but he also owned a condominium in Maryland after he left BAE to lead Science Applications International, a Virginia-based tech company. He spent a good deal of time in Maryland, and in fact, from 2008 to 2011, he cited Maryland as his primary residence for state tax purposes. The move saved him about $5,000 and lowered his real estate transfer taxes. Democrats contend it also may mean that Havenstein shouldn't be on the ballot because it calls into question whether he's met the 7-year residency requirement.
But he didn't actually, did he ever vote in Maryland?
No, he says he didn't vote in Maryland, and as a matter of law, his domicile for voting purposes will probably be crucial, assuming the whole thing ends up with a ballot law commission. And Havenstein's residency issues were first reported by the Nashua Telegraph a few weeks ago, before he had said for sure he was running for governor, yet he's now moving forward and is expected to make a formal announcement this week. So presumably he has lawyers who think he can prevail should this go to the ballot law commission. Democrats, on the other hand, insist that Havenstein's either violating New Hampshire's election laws or has violated Maryland's tax laws. Politically, that position is sort of a no-lose for them at this point.
You don't think they run the risk of looking too worried about a candidate that, you know, few have heard of in the first place?
Well, you know, that's a possibility that some Republican activists are pointing out, but both parties these days are pretty comfortable, as you're aware, in trafficking an outrage that rarely lives up to its billing. You know, qualifying for the ballot's a fundamental question every candidate faces, and so we'll see where this goes. But, you know, Walt Havenstein hasn't had a single public event yet, and yet there's already a website, walthavenstein.com, where you can look at the tax documents tying him to Maryland. So while his backers and many of his party's more established members are excited he's running, and also about the fact that he can finance his own campaign in large measure. But it's still true that the question is this guy really from here? Is something Democrats wanted to feel about him and also about another Republican candidate, Scott Brown? They also know that similar residency homestead issues sunk another candidate that was being recruited to run for governor as a Republican, restaurateur Chuck Rolichek. He never even got out of the gate. But whether voters are capable of caring about that issue now or end up caring later, I wouldn't expect this to go away quickly, and not simply from Democrats. Havenstein's opponent in the Republican primary, Andrew Hemingway, has also joined in criticizing him on this.
Okay, let's turn from campaigns for a moment and talk about two big newspapers in the state. Two veterans of New Hampshire News Gathering announced that they have new gigs last week. Can you talk more about that?
Well, John DeStace of the New Hampshire Union Leader and Felice Bellman of the Concord Monitor are both moving on. John DeStace has been the Union Leader's lead political reporter for years. His Grant Status column was started in the paper in 1982, so that's a pretty long run. DeStace has been eyeing a change for a while, is my understanding, and the Union Leader's salary cuts, which stand at about 15% over the last few years, may have helped. John's now editor of New Hampshire Journal, a news opinion site that's been around for a few years. It's a run by Republican operatives. This site is unabashedly Republican, and John DeStace has certainly always been very well-sourced within the GOP, but also a real reporter. So it'll be interesting to see what shape the site takes with him at the helm of the editorial side. And his leaving the Union Leader for many people was a real shock. And, you know, I think it's also a sign of perhaps how tough things are these days at many New Hampshire newspapers.
And does the same go for Felice Bellman, who now edits the opinion pages over at the Monitor?
Well, it's true that the situation in the Monitor has been pretty turbulent as well. Publishers have turned over. Some key reporters and editors have left recently, and the staff is certainly far smaller than it was, a decade ago. Felice Bellman's leaving to join the Boston Globe, which isn't an uncommon path for folks at the Monitor, but most don't make that move after putting in a couple decades in Concord. Felice has worked at the Monitor for years as a reporter first and then an editor. She's covered a lot of news, been around for lots of New Hampshire primaries, and you know, helped a great deal of fine reporters along the way.
Yeah, things are changing. What's on the docket at the State House for this week?
Well, we've got hearings in the House on the Senate's bills to raise the gas tax by 4.2 cents and also on bills to allow two casinos. I think it's safe to say the former bill will get a warmer welcome than will the latter, and, you know, onward.
All right, thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That is Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter, joining Morning Edition each Monday to talk politics. You can follow Josh, by the way, on Twitter throughout the week at Josh Rogers, NHPR.